This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Got an abbreviated version today because at around 6:30, we're getting into some Canes basketball. Canes and the Dukies. That's right. Larrañaga and Krzyzewski. Two last names that are hard to spell. Going to be a big game, and we're going to have Joe Zagacki, another last name that's kind of hard to spell. Going to be getting you going along with Hollywood Danny Rabinowitz like nobody else can. Pre-game 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock, all right here on 560 The Joe. But right now, time to do a little rewind. Going to be hearing from the Joe Rose Show, talking to former NFL quarterback Rich Gannon. They're going to get into the Super Bowl and everything that seems to be going on in the crazy world of the NFL. But right now, let's get crazy with some headlines. After missing 10 consecutive games, Jimmy Butler nailed a late bucket that lifted the Heat past the Kings Saturday, 105-104. Tonight, Miami takes on Charlotte at 7:30, and Tyler Hero is questionable due to contact tracing. Pregame is going to be on 790, our sister station, at 6:15. The Wizards scored 6 points in 3.8 seconds to down the Nets yesterday, 149-146. Brooklyn is 4-3 since the inception of their big three. The Panthers won both of their games against Detroit 3-2 this past weekend. They are off to a franchise-best 5-0-1 start to the season and play Nashville Thursday at 7. It is expected that the Lions will trade Matthew Stafford to the Rams for Jared Goff. The deal cannot be officially made until the beginning of the new NFL season in March. The Dolphins-coached national team defeated the American team 27-24 at the Senior Bowl this past weekend. The injury-depleted Canes men's basketball team did fall to Wake Forest over the weekend, 66-54. As mentioned earlier, in just a couple of minutes, going to get to the pregame when they play Duke. Tip is at 7. Former LSU tight end Eric Gilbert announced he is entering the transfer portal and will attend the University of Florida next season. Gilbert opted out last year due to COVID concerns. The U.S. men's national team defeated Trinidad and Tobago 7-0 yesterday. In 2017, Trinidad and Tobago eliminated the U.S. from World Cup contention. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A Tampa area condo is suing a 78-year-old lady for feeding stray cats. Their next initiative? Probably canceling Christmas. A Kansas City man has garnered much attention over his 643-piece Chiefs memorabilia collection. I hate a bandwagon fan. While on the altar, a woman in Malaysia asked her husband-to-be if she could hug her ex-boyfriend one last time before they got married. Divorce attorneys everywhere rejoiced. Always rejoicing in the morning from 6 to 10, Joe Rose, Zach Krantz, Hollywood, Danny Rabinowitz, they get you going like no one else can. No Radio Row, at least for us, this year in Tampa. We would usually be there, but COVID. Blame everything on COVID. And honestly, pretty accurate. Nonetheless, Joe Rose and the guys, they're kind of having their own radio row virtually. So they're talking to a guy playing the Super Bowl. Remember with the old Oakland Raiders? Oh, man, that team was good. Didn't win, though. I'm an Oakland Raiders fan. I'm a Las Vegas Raiders fan. I'm a Los Angeles Raiders fan. I'm a Raiders fan. So Rich Gannon, he joined the show talking about who does he have in the Super Bowl. You might be surprised. Also, the Stafford golf trade, the Texans QB situation, and what's up with Tua?
Rich, good morning. We appreciate the time as always. Welcome to Super Bowl week.
Guys, it's great. I mean, it's going to be a great game. You know, so much talk about these quarterbacks, but I think to play the defense will really determine the outcome of this one.
You know, it's so funny you say that. We get so caught up in the Brady thing. Everybody forgets he threw three picks in the second half, and that defense was really good, including those two defensive ends putting pressure on Brady. Who do you like, Rich, overall in the game?
You know, I really think it's a coin toss. I know it's a tight spread. I think you look at the play of the quarterbacks. I think the defense, as I said before, Joe, is really going to be a big determining factor in this one. I just like Tampa's defense. It reminds me a lot of the Tampa defense we faced in Super Bowl 37. I mean, you look at Shaq Barrett and how well he has played. And he's got more sacks than anyone since the start of the 2019 season, over 30 sacks. JPP's never lost in the postseason. You look at Levante David, Devin White, and Ndamukong Suh. I mean, they can create some pressure on a quarterback. I think this is going to be a fun one to watch.
Stafford golf trade just happened over the weekend. It'll be official, obviously, in March when the new season and the new calendar for the NFL happens. What'd you think of the trade, the compensation, everything around it for both teams?
It was a blockbuster deal, and, you know, we could kind of see this one coming. There was a lot of talk. There was a lot of whispering coming out of both organizations. I think when you listen to what the Rams had to say about Goff, I think they were ready to move on, and they were anxious enough to do it. I think they gave up a lot to get Matthew Stafford, although I would think it's a huge upgrade at the quarterback position. I think Stafford obviously is a better thrower of the ball. I think he's got a lot of the qualities and tangibles that he loved at that position. I think he's played on some bad teams in Detroit. He was never surrounded by great talent. They usually had one of the worst defenses in football, so he had to go out and score 35 points each week to be competitive. So I think when you put a guy like Stafford out there in that offense with the personnel that they have, and Sean McVay, one of the best play callers in football, I think it's going to be a match made in heaven for the Rams.
Rich, what about the other quarterback story? Do you believe Deshaun Watson will be traded, or you think they're going, look at man, we got you locked up for a long time, we're not letting you go?
I think they've got to find a way to work it out. You know, I did a lot of the Houston Texans games this year, and I would say this, guys, you know, he really, if you break down the numbers and his production, they had one of the worst running games in football. They had the worst run defense in football. And he went out there every week and put up big numbers. He had an MVP-type season if you take away the production that obviously Aaron Rodgers had in Green Bay and Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I can't see for the life of me them letting him leave the building. I mean, you're just not going to find another quarterback that's that young, that's that talented, that you can win with. And I don't care what teams would be willing to give you. I would never, never let go of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. I think Jimmy Johnson just said the exact same thing. Hey, I do want to ask you about Tua, because I didn't see you this year at all, man. It's crazy. They stuck us in the corner, man. It really stunk. But anyway, what are your thoughts on Tua Tagovailoa from what you saw?
Well, I saw a lot of his games. I think we did one or two of them. And, you know, I would say this. I think he's a guy that really thrives on anticipation, accuracy. He can create some plays, although we didn't see as much of that this year as we did at Alabama. You know, he needs to play. You know, he needs the experience. He needs the reps. He needs the history and the system. He's got to play faster, you know, from under center. He's got to be able to continue to get better at his craft. He's got to get better at some of the areas where he's not as good. He's never going to be able to overpower you, in my opinion, with his arm talent. He's never going to be Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. That's not who he is. But I think he's good enough to win with. But this is an important offseason for Tua down there in Miami.
Well, we're guessing they're going to give him a lot of weapons,
right,
too,
right?
We got to upgrade the juice around him a little bit and get him some players. But, well, I'll tell you what, after Rich and you've had a chance to watch the rebuild, this is part two this year. We got to get it right on Chris Greer's got to make sure this is the guy, because these picks, this is it for load down with all these ones and twos that we have. Do you agree?
Absolutely. But look, guys, you know, if you just think back, it's amazing how quickly Dolphin fans forget. I mean, last couple of years haven't been pretty, but I thought there were huge signs of progress this year in so many areas. I mean, this is a team that was much more competitive. They were much more consistent. They played better defensively. I tip my hat to the job that Flo has done down there. Now they've got to replace an offensive coordinator in Chan Gailey, you know, for the third straight year. That's never a good thing, especially with a young quarterback. But to me, you've got to get better around the quarterback, continue to get better along the offensive line, the playmakers, have to still be able to run the football with some power downhill. But I think the pieces are in place defensively. I mean, they've got a really good secondary. They've got some athletic, talented players that can create some havoc up front. I just think that you're right. This is an important offseason, as it is for everybody, to continue to add talent through free agency and the draft.
You know, it's amazing, Rich. Again, back to this quarterback thing. It is amazing amount of calls, if they're true, on how many calls people called the Lions about Matthew Stafford, just to give you an idea of how many teams don't think they have the quarterback to get to where they want to. Are you amazed by that, too, the amount of teams looking for a quarterback, a franchise quarterback?
Well, Joe, you and I have talked about it at great length in years past. I mean, you know, you think about 32 teams in the league, and I always break it down in thirds. I think there's a third of the teams out there that feel really, really good about their quarterback, right, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. And then there's another 10 teams out there or so that feel like they've got a developing player at that position, or they've got a quality veteran guy that they can win with. Have that player, you know, that's looking. You know, you've drafted a quarterback, or you're going to sign a quarterback in free agency, or you're out there on the market trying to find one. And that's a bad position to be in. Usually the bottom third is the teams that are firing coaches and right, firing general managers and that type of thing. So you know, that's really where we're at. We don't have, in my opinion, we don't have a ton of quality depth at that position. And, you know, in years past, when I was playing back in the 80s and the 90s and early part of 2000, I mean, we had veteran quarterbacks that were in the league for 10 years. Look at Chad Henne. You know, he did a nice job. He's been around a long time for the Chiefs. We just don't have the depth and the talent at that position, and that is a problem for a lot of NFL teams.
You know, Rich, I wanted to ask you, I just wanted to circle back to the Deshaun thing for a second. Is there, if you're a GM or you're the owner or the coach of a team, is there too much to give up for Deshaun Watson, knowing that he might be a top five quarterback in the league if Houston's calling you? Is there too much to give up for a team?
I think so. I mean, you start throwing right around those first round picks like they're candy, and all of a sudden, you know, you're a couple of years in and you got the quarterback, but you don't have the players around him to support him, you know, and I think that's a real challenge. Look, this guy is a special player. I mean, their offensive line, let me just give you a thumbnail sketch. Their offensive line isn't very good. They were 31st, I think, in rushing. At the receiver position, they either traded away, released, or had someone go on IR. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, Will Fuller situation. You know, you look at what happened with, some real key players at that position. Randall Cobb went on IR. I mean, they didn't have the playmakers. The tight end position has never been a position of strength there in Houston. And this guy went out there every week and put up huge numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I think if you can just help him a little bit, I think he's just frustrated. I think he stays in Houston. I think he's frustrated with the owner. I think he's frustrated with the so-called guy that was there as acting GM. I think he's disappointed with some firings that took place. I think he's disappointed with DeAndre Hopkins leaving the building. I think he's not been. I think kept up to speed on what's going on, and I think he's just really frustrated as a franchise player.
Rich, we don't get you enough, my man. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks,
we really,
Rich,
appreciate it, bud. Enjoy.
You guys are the best. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
That is the Joe Rose Show for you. Always good times in the morning, and you're about to have some good times listening to the Canes game. They're taking on Duke. Duke a little down this year. Who knows? Anything can happen in the world of basketball. Joe Z going to have the call for you along with Hollywood Danny Rabinowitz. That's going to be a good game, so get locked in. Last night, well, not really last night, but this past weekend, felt like last night because the weekend was crazy and fun. Nonetheless, the Heat finally got back on the winning track. Jimmy Butler was there, had a major part in it. Here's something I like to call One Hot Minute. Quick recap of that Heat win over the Sacramento Kings.
Iguodala at the post. Out to Robinson for three. Duncan's got his second from beyond the arc. 30-24, Miami trails with a minute 20 left here in the first. Iguodala with the steal to Precious. Precious, oh, flushes quickly at the rim. 37-33, and Luke Walton wants to call a timeout. Some good defense, Miami, and some good defense going down the other end on turnovers. A 10-10 here of our second period. Butler, high on that left wing. High screen by Achiuwa. Takes Halliburton now. Jimmy Butler gets into the paint. Butler Nowhere to go with it. Now Jimmy dishes off. Totter, rhythm on the wing. Got a three in the corner. 91-80. Miami now up by 11. Fox for the lead. Missing. Rebound tipped up in the air. And there's Bam holding on to it. Bam with a good rebound. And then stolen by Hield. Hield step back for three. And Sacramento's got the lead. 104-103. Yet another turnover. Miami. Headed up top to Jimmy Butler. Butler on the right side, trying to turn inside. Butler does, puts it up. Got it to go. Butler, Miami on top by one with 42 seconds left. Fox. Fox trying to get a shot off. They throw the prayer up, and that's going to be Miami's victory. They put an end to the five-game losing streak with maybe some of the best defense they've had in a long time in the last 4 seconds.
Let's hope some of that good mojo rubs off on the Hurricanes tonight as they play Duke. Joe Zagacki, Danny Rabinowitz going to get your pregame started in just a few moments. You can download this podcast or any of the podcasts from any of the shows on this station. Our website, WQAM.com, the radio.com app, or wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free. Got any questions for me? I can answer it nice and slow. I'm kind of talking fast because I'm on a lot of caffeine. It is a Monday after all. Nice and slow at Dan Day Radio on all the social media platforms. Let's do it again tomorrow at 6 o'clock, wherever you consume your radio listening. I am Dan Day once again. Miami Hurricanes Duke next here on 560 The Joe. This is Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.